This morning on the Let the Bible Speak program, I'd like to conclude our study of the great Psalm 119, the psalm about the Word of God. And I'm glad that you've been with us over the past few weeks, and our goal in this study is to bring awareness to the greatness of God's Word contained in Scripture so that we might have an attitude of love toward it, love toward the truth, to change our life if necessary and bring it into conformity to God's Word and God's will. It's a psalm that needs to be brought to the forefront of our minds today in a society that has pushed the Bible off to the side. We put a premium on man's wisdom, and it is at the forefront of our lives, and God's wisdom and His Word is pushed off to the side. We need to get the Bible back at the center of our life. And I hope that our study of this great Psalm 119 has done it. There are 22 stanzas in Psalm 119, matching the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Each stanza contains 8 verses, and the beginning letter of each word in each verse is the same letter. And so in the first stanza, it was the letter Aleph. In the second stanza, the letter Beth, Gimel, Daleth, and so forth. And we have gone all the way through, and we will look at the last two letters of the Hebrew alphabet in the last two stanzas, the letter Sheen and the letter Tav. And that will conclude our study, but I hope that you will not forget this great psalm. I would encourage you to go back and read it and meditate on it, and even more importantly, that we would obey God's word today in the New Testament gospel and become a child of God, become a Christian, be baptized into Christ, strive to live faithfully each day, and go be with God in heaven one day. Change in our life in obeying God's word is the goal of this study, looking at the Word of God in Psalm 119. And if I can help you to achieve that goal, please contact us. So this morning, we're going to look at these last two stanzas, starting at Psalm 161, and going to the end of the psalm. These last two stanzas, I want us to focus in Psalm 161 down to 168, I want us to focus on the theme of reverence. God's word gives us reverence and awe. The psalmist writes in Psalm 161, "Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of thy words. I rejoice at thy word as one that finds great spoil. I hate and abhor falsehood, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous ordinances. Great peace have they that love thy law, and they have no occasion of stumbling. I have hoped for thy salvation, O Jehovah, and have done thy commandments. My soul hath observed thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have observed thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee." The psalmist is in awe of the word of God. We should stand in awe of God's word. We should have respect and reverence for God. That's the kind of worship that we are to offer up in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 28 and 29. Acceptable worship with reverence and awe. Would you stand in awe of God and His Word, you're amazed. You're taken back because of the greatness of God. And it leads us to praise His Word. 7 times a day do I praise Thee. That's how we're going to close this Psalm 119 in just a moment, with a message of praise. But God's Word does so much for us that we stand in awe of it. And the psalmist hates falsehood, but loves truth, loves God's law. It causes us to realize that the sin and wickedness and evil around us is not what God wants. We are so in awe of God's word. And it will lead to peace in our lives. So many people have turmoil in their lives. Great peace have they that love thy law. We need peace with God when sin is removed from our life. And the New Testament gospel can help us do that. We need peace with our fellow man. And the New Testament gospel can help us to do that as we love our neighbor as ourselves. We need peace with one another in the Lord's church. We need peace in our marriage. We need peace between parents and children and co-workers. And when we follow the principles of God's wisdom, James 3 tells us that God's wisdom comes down from above and it's peaceable. There's so much division and strife and turmoil today, and hatred and anger and angst. And we've seen recently the attempted assassination of former President Trump, and we see people who are mean and ugly, and they want to take out their hatred and their anger in violent ways, criminal ways, ungodly ways. And we've got to get peace back in our life. We may disagree with someone politically, but we don't resolve that or solve that by trying to kill someone. And peace, Jesus came to give us peace through the cross, Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2. And it's the following of God's word that brings that peace. There's so many people anxious, anxiety, stress, and they try to solve that with prescription meds only or some sort of human wisdom, psychology, and psychiatry. And there may be some good in those things, but ultimately we need to be obeying God's word. That's where the peace is going to come from. That other will not do it alone. And it will cause us to obey God's word. When we stand in awe of God's word, I have observed thy precepts. We need God's word in our life, and we need to stand in awe and reverence and respect of it. But also, in this last stanza, we find one last thing as we close out this great Psalm 119. And it really is a fitting subject to end, and that is that all that was said by the psalmist, some think it was David, other possibilities, but the psalmist has spoken so highly of the word of God and what it is and what it does for a person that he ends on a note of praise. Psalm 169, let my cry come near before thee, O Jehovah. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. Let my lips utter praise, for thou teachest me thy statutes. Let my tongue sing of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thy hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Jehovah, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thine ordinances help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. This attitude of praising God and singing songs about God. What a great way to close this Psalm 119. The final stanza focuses on the psalmist who wants to praise God. Earlier we read in Psalm 160, verse 164, seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous ordinances. Praise God because of his righteous word. And we're going to go back through our series here in just a minute and remind ourselves of what God's Word does for us. But all of that leads the psalmist to say, I want to praise God and sing about God. And he offers up prayer to God. 169, let my cry come before thee. 170, let my supplication come before thee. So his high attitude of the Word of God is leading him to pray to God, to praise God, to sing songs to God. Prayers according to God's Word. Notice he says, let my supplication come before thee, deliver me according to thy word. We pray based upon what we know in the Word of God. John talks about in 1 John chapter 5 that we pray according to his will. So praying, praising, singing songs. And today we sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We sing songs that have elements of God's Word in it. And because of God's Word, we sing. We sing today, Give Me the Bible. We sing today, Wonderful Words of Life. We sing today, Ancient Words. God's Word causes us to sing about His Word and to sing about God. What a fitting way to close this Psalm 119. And it's a reminder again that God's Word brings salvation. That's the whole point. I have longed for thy salvation, O Jehovah. Thy law is my delight. We need to be saved. And the way that is done today is the New Testament gospel is God's power of salvation. Romans 1:16. The gospel is God's power of salvation. We have to hear it, believe it, and obey it. And the psalmist closes with the thought that he is like a lost sheep and he needs God to come find him and guide him back. And the Word of God will find us. It will lead us. It will guide us all the way to heaven. Some think that David wrote this psalm, and this certainly could be true. There are several indications in the psalm that would fit David well. In Psalm 119 and verse 19, I am a stranger in the earth. That would certainly fit the time when David was fleeing from Saul. In verse 23, princes sit and talk against me. That would certainly fit David when he was a king and he had various under-rulers around him. Verse 46, I will also speak before kings. This would fit David as a king who had an opportunity to talk to other rulers. In verse 86, he was persecuted with a lie or with falsehood. And Saul was chasing him, and Saul was persecuting him. In verse 141, he was small and despised, would fit how David was perceived by his family. In 1 Samuel 17, he's just a little boy. He doesn't need to be coming out here to war. Saul viewed him in a similar manner. In Psalm 161, princes persecute me. Again, David being in a position of prominence as a king would be targeted by other princes. But whether it was David or someone else, we don't know for certainty who the author was. What we know is the content of it and the greatness of the Word of God. I just want to go back and review our series. All of our recordings are on the church website, the Warfield Boulevard Church of Christ, at wbcoc.org. wbcoc.org. click on the menu that says Let the Bible Speak program, and you can get all of our past recordings if you want to go back through this series or listen to something else. And as you go back through these 22 stanzas over the past few weeks, I just simply want to remind ourselves this morning of what the Word of God will do to us and for us and with us. And with the time remaining, I would like to go back through Psalm 119 and look at what our attitude toward the Word of God should be. But we started this psalm, Psalm 119, all the way back in verse 1. Blessing. Blessed is the man. If we truly want to be blessed, blessed are they that are perfect in our way. If we want to be blessed by God spiritually and physically, we need to obey the Word of God. That was verses 1 through 8. In verses 9 through 16, purity. We can be cleansed from sin if we will apply the Word of God and obey the Word of God in our lives. And that is what is so greatly needed today. People take care of everything but their sin. In verses 17 through 24, companionship. God's Word will help us to deal with the problems in life. We're like a sojourner going through life, and we need someone beside us, something beside us to help us. There were many places in Psalm 119 where the psalmist said that his word was a comfort, God's Word was a comfort to him and a help. Companionship. Number 4, God's Word gives us strength. We looked at that in verses 25 through 32. It can quicken us and build us up and give us strength and give us help, strength according to thy word. We need spiritual strength to go through life. Our young people, our children need spiritual strength to make it through the difficulties of this life and the cultural pressures. Number 5, God's word gives us revival. We looked at that in verses 33 through 40. To quicken us and to revive us, to make us alive again spiritually from the death of sin and from the problems around us that maybe we've been sunk in. We need a revival. We need a revival in this country. And God can give us that through His Word. Number 6, God's Word gives us liberty. It frees us from the sins that we might have in our life and the problems that we might have in our life. Verses 41 through 48. We can walk at liberty, the psalmist says. Free from human tradition, free from human bondage, free from human wisdom, free from sin. We need that. And we live in the land of the free. We have political freedoms and physical freedoms to roam about that other countries do not have. The freedom to speak, the freedom to assemble. We have a Bill of Rights. We have rights and freedoms in this country, and let's pray that we would continue to have those things. But the greatest liberty and freedom we need is freedom from sin, and God's Word brings us that. Number 7, God's Word helps us to remember and look back and focus on what is important, verses 49 through 56, to remember the Word of God and have it in our lives. Many people get up each day, they don't care about God, they don't know about God, they don't think about God. I would encourage you to begin and end your day with God, either in prayer or in a reading of His Word, or both. God's Word allows us to be a part of His family and give us a portion in His spiritual inheritance. Number 8. Portion, verses 57 through 64. Number 9, affliction, verses 65 through 72. God's Word helps us in our affliction. And we do have to deal with a lot of problems in life and a lot of pressures, a lot of persecutions. And people don't know how to handle that and they struggle with that. But God's Word can help us. Number 10, God's Word gives us life, spiritual life, verses 73 through 80. We can be right with God and have a spiritual life with Him. It helps us to deal with persecution, number 11, verses 81 through 88. When people are persecuting us and causing problems for us wrongfully, it's not our fault. God's Word can help us get through that. God's Word, number 12, gives us stability, verses 89 through 96. His Word is settled and stabled, and it can help us to be settled and stabled in life and not tossed around and out of sorts. Number 13, God's Word gives us understanding, verses 97 through 104. Understanding and knowledge and truth and the right way. And then that leads to number 14, guidance. We can be guided through life, 105 through 112, the famous, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We need a moral compass. We need to know what direction to go in life, and God's Word can give us that guidance all the way to heaven. God's Word can help us to be consistent in our life. Number 15, to be consistent, to be firm and stable and consistent and constant and always doing what is right, verses 113 through 120. What a great attribute that would be, that whenever someone makes contact with us, we're always saying and doing and thinking the right thing, consistency. Number 16, God's Word is a priority in life. It helps us to understand what is most important. It is more important than gold, yea, than fine gold. It helps us to have the right priority in life. God's Word gives us His grace. His grace, Psalm 129 through 126. God's loving kindness and God's grace is shown to us. We cannot be saved without that, meaning His blessing and His mercy. We have to follow His Word, but it's also His grace and mercy and loving kindness that provides the way to be saved through Jesus Christ. And then we follow His Word to have the benefits of that. By faith, we have access into God's grace, Paul writes in Romans 5:1. So it takes both. But God is gracious, and how great that is. God's Word tells us how to be right. His Word is right. His judgments are right and uprightness. So number 18, we know how to be right with God through His Word. Verse 137 through 144. God's Word gives us help in life. 145 through 152. Help. When we call upon God in prayer, we can get help and hope from His Word. We get truth. That's falling apart today. Everybody says, well, everybody has their own truth. But truth is a singular thing. It's found in God's Word, not truths. Thy Word is truth, Jesus said of His Father, John 17:17. And that truth can make us free. Truth, not truths. Not everybody has their own truths. So 153 through 160, God's Word is truth. And then the last two stanzas that we looked at today, God's Word causes us to have reverence and awe toward Him, the greatness of God and His Word. And then we want to praise God and sing about Him and pray to Him because of all the great things in the Word of God. Well, friends, that's Psalm 119. And again, I hope that you will not forget it, but go back to it as you have opportunity. I want to close this morning with some of the attitudes of the psalmist. I went back through the psalm and read it again, and I listed 25 positive attitudes of the psalmist toward the Word of God. The one that had the most listed was love. The psalmist loved the word of God. 11 times in this Psalm 119, the psalmist said, I love your word. Do we really love the word of God? It's available to all of us. It's available to all of us. Do we really love truth? Do we love God's word more than anything? People talk about what we need in society is more love. Amen. We need more love, not love for sin, but love for God and His Word. What a great attitude. So let's look at some of these attitudes real quick. And if we would have these things in our life, we would be more obedient, we would be more pleasing to God because it would bring us to His Word. The psalmist opens up in verse 2, I'm going to seek God's word with my whole heart, put our all into it. He wanted to show diligence toward the word of God. He wanted to show respect for the word of God. It is not just any word, it is the very word of God. To show respect for that. He rejoiced, it made him happy. Even things in God's word that are negative in nature, they make us happy. He had delight in God's word. He had set his heart to seek it. He ran to God's word. He longed for God's word. He trusted in God's word. He hoped in God's word. He sought it out. He loved God's word. He would sing songs about God's word. He made haste to God's word, ran to it. Do we do that? So many people are running away from God's word. He was so thankful for the word of God. God is great, and He's the creator of the universe, and we need to thank Him for coming down and speaking to us, revealing Himself to us. He believed God's word. He fainted for it. He fainted for it and failed. It's almost as if his life was leaving him. He desired the word so much to be with it. He inclined his heart and leaned toward it. He feared God and his word. He had sadness when people were not following it. He had zeal to put it into practice in his life. He anticipated the night watches when he could meditate on the word of God. He stood in awe of God's word, as we noticed this morning, and he praised God's word. Friends, if we would have that attitude in our life, wow, the changes that would be made in our life, because it would bring us to God's word. And then we would begin to delve into it and put it into practice in our life. Friends, as I said before, our study is not just simply to be finding some interesting things about God's word, but to obey it. And if you need to hear the gospel today and believe it and repent of your sins and confess that Jesus is the Christ and be baptized for the remission of your sins and strive to live faithfully each day, let us help you to do that. Let us love God's word and have it in our lives. If I can help you to do that, friend, please contact us. Thank you for being with us on the program, and I hope that you'll have a good day.